This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Here we welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday once again. It's a festive Saturday today. Lots to talk about. Last night, the Panthers 2-1 winners in Game 6 of their second round series against the Boston Bruins. The Panthers win the series in 6 games, 4-2, and the Panthers are moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight year. The Panthers will meet the New York Rangers in the next round, and the Eastern Conference Final kicks off on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock face-off Eastern Time. Panthers at the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. We'll get to the schedule for the upcoming Eastern Conference Final in just a moment. What's coming up here on Panthers Insider? Well, lots to get to. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, is going to stop by. Later on in the program, Jamison Oliver from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. We've got some sound coming up. Highlights from last night's 2-1 win. Went down to the wire. The Panthers got it done. 2-1 the final score a night ago. Gus Forsling was the man that came up with the late game heroics, the eventual game winner with about a minute 33 left. We'll get the highlights. We'll get some sound coming up here in a few moments. First, though, the Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday night, 8 Eastern at Madison Square Garden. Game 2 is going to be Friday at 8 Eastern at Madison Square Garden. Series will shift to sunrise for a week from tomorrow. That's Sunday, May 26th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Game 4 will be Tuesday, May 28th at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. You don't want to miss any of it. All the information's at FloridaPanthers.com. Get all the latest Panthers merch at FLATeamShop.com or Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial. You want to make sure you have all the latest Panthers gear just in time for the Eastern Conference Final. Well, folks, we're going to get right into some of the reaction from last night. But first, the highlights. The Panthers 2-1 winners in Boston last night to secure a second-round series victory. Here are the Game 6 highlights as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Verhaeghe in offensively, high slot, a shot blocked by DeBrusque. Loose puck in the far circle. Wobbsman gave it away in front. They score! Anton Lundell jumped on the loose puck, and he's able to snap it home from the high slot. And the Panthers have tied it at one with 7:16 to play here in the second. Anton Lundell jumped right on that turnover. And Matthew Tkachuk's going to start out of the zone. Tkachuk across Forsling, jumps in the rush, dropped it off. Lundell, a long shot, save, Swayman, rebound. Forsling shot, and he scores! Gus Forsling picks up the rebound, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 1:33 to play in the third here in Game 6. Gus Forsling breaks the 1-1 tie! Off the draw, Boston has it, Marchand. Backhand out front. Sent around by Ekblad as he intercepted. Around it goes. It leaves the zone. The Panthers start to celebrate. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. The final horn sounds. And the Florida Panthers are heading to the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight season. They top the Boston Bruins 2-1 tonight and take the series in 6 games. The Panthers are moving on.
What a valiant effort from this Panther group as they end Boston's season for a second consecutive year.
Some highlights from last night right there. The Panthers are moving on. It was a hard-fought series against the Boston Bruins. Here is the winning goaltender from last night, Sergei Bobrovsky, with some thoughts on the Game 6 win in Boston.
Yeah, it was a good challenge, you know. It was a fun game. It was good tension, you know, good crowd, good atmosphere. So it was a fun game. It was a fun game to play and even more fun to win. Yeah, we stay with the moment, you know. We stay with the moment. We believe in each other and we work for each other. You know, we are a great group of guys and it's a privilege to be part of this team.
The winning goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky there. Here's Panthers captain Alexander Barkov on how it feels to be moving on to the Eastern Conference Final.
Well, it's obviously amazing. Like, it's Boston was very tough series. They're an unbelievable team, so we're of course, that win for us means a lot, so we're happy. We knew it's going to be like that, so obviously almost every game was like that, and now especially the last two games, they won the last one, and today we just felt we needed to be a little better, and I think we did a pretty good job with that, so like I said, we're really happy with the win.
That was Alexander Barkov. Here's Matthew Tkachuk, says the Bruins put up a heck of a fight in that second round series.
They're very structured, they're really well coached, they defend so well, their goalie's great. They have all the makings of a team to win it all, the way you can play defense and make it hard on the other team to get to the net and everything. They're a hell of a team. We played well enough to win the last few, especially those three in a row. We really we're able to get in front of Swayman a bit. If he sees it, he was stopping it. So I guess that's kind of the recipe of the series for us, and it's got to be the recipe for the next series as well.
Matthew Tkachuk there. Here's the Panthers head coach, Paul Maurice. He was asked by Jordan McPherson of the Miami Herald, my friend and yours, on how the Panthers are able to stay calm in these high-pressure situations.
At our core, we're a pretty darn good defensive team. And then we have Sergei Bobrovsky, and Anthony Stoller's during the year, his numbers were incredible. But at the end of the day, our core is that we're a good defensive team. So if it's 1-1 halfway through the third period, like, that's what we're good at. We're comfortable there. If it's 6-5, we might have some guys that are happy there, but we're not necessarily comfortable. It's not what we're built to do. So we've played an awful lot. I mean, most games in the NHL are just tight. Right? If your mindset is, hey, we're going to go out and score the other team, then a lot of things have to go your way for that to be true. You got to get more power plays. The ice has to be good. You got to be healthy. You got to be fresh. You count on a lot of things being in your favor if you consider yourself a really good offensive team. But if you're a grinding, hard team, you can lose guys. You can just scratch and claw, fight your way into a series. That's all.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there, and the Panthers moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the third time in team history, second time in as many years. Panthers will meet the New York Rangers in the next round, and that Eastern Conference Final kicks off On Wednesday, 8 Eastern, you'll be able to catch us every step of the way across the Panthers radio network. So don't miss any of the action. All the information at floridapanthers.com. And as I mentioned, you want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear. FLA Team Shop, the place to go. FLATeamShop.com. Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial. Great selection there. And it's open 7 days a week. So be sure to go and check that out. Panthers fans, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand new community gem in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Information on all the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. So the Panthers get it done last night in 6 games against the Boston Bruins. 2-1 was the final in last night's clincher. Anton Lundell, a goal and an assist, factored into both Panthers goals. He was +2, played 16 minutes 40 seconds on the ice in the game. So he was the lone Panther to factor into both goals. Gus Forsling had that eventual game winner late. Brandon Montour and the aforementioned Anton Lundell, a game high +2 last night. Some great performances across the board in last night's game. Sergei Bobrovsky, the winning goaltender, he turned away 22 of 23 shots in the Panthers' net, outdueling Jeremy Swayman at the other end, who was also very sharp throughout the series. Kept the Boston Bruins in the game last night especially, but it was the Panthers who ultimately came out on top, won the game, won the series, and the Panthers are moving on to the Eastern Conference Final to take on the New York Rangers. Lots more to come here on Panthers Insider. Coming up later on in the program, Jameson Olive from the Territory Talk podcast, from FloridaPanthers.com, from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. He's going to be stopping by. We'll get his thoughts on last night's game, on the series that was, on the round ahead for the Panthers, who will be taking on the Rangers starting on Wednesday. But joining us next, Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers radio network. He's going to be stopping by. Celebrated a birthday yesterday, Billy did. He's going to be stopping by coming up next segment, so we'll get his thoughts. Again, lots to come here on Panthers Insider. For Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass, I'm Doug Plagans. We're just getting started here on the Panthers Insider show. Lots more to get to. Again, this is Panthers Insider right here on
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. We thank you very much for being with us. And the Panthers are moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the second time in as many years. They'll meet the New York Rangers. Just getting to the schedule for the upcoming series. To reiterate, the Panthers will be in New York to open up the Eastern Conference Final. 8 Eastern on Wednesday, 8 Eastern on Friday for Games 1 and 2. Sunday, May 26th, back at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. That's a 3 o'clock start. That'll be Game 3. Game 4 in Sunrise, 8 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday, the 28th. That's the first 4 games of the upcoming Eastern Conference Final. The Panthers and the Broadway Blue Shirts. That's what's on tap as the Panthers last night got by the Boston Bruins in 6 games. A 2-1 win over Boston last night. So the Panthers are moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the second consecutive year. And stopping by to join me on a Saturday morning, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to take some time out for us. We can talk about some big picture stuff, Billy, but just first and foremost, in focusing on last night's game, we kept talking about it. The beginning of the series, there were some lopsided scores both ways. The latter portion of the series, it tightened up. You figured last night's game could have been the tightest one of the series. It proved to be the biggest battle, I guess you'd say, the most hotly contested, perhaps, of the entire series. Gus Forsling with a minute 33 left, the eventual game winner. How excited were you as the Panthers moved on last night? And what are the first things that come to mind when you think about that Game 6 win a night ago?
Never gets old. And the Game 6 win, after both teams had a couple of days off, It looked playoff intensity right from the drop of the puck, and they were going to go at it, and it was hard. And if you wanted to score, you were going to have to pay a price. Everything, the bodies, the physicality, everyone getting in shooting lanes. If you wanted to get to the front of the net, you were going to have to pay a price. And just going after it methodically, both goaltenders, Swayman, Bobrovsky, making the saves, had everything that you want in a playoff game. And it comes down late. Lundell's able to tie it in the second period, and Gustav Forsling was outrageously good in that game all around, not besides the goal. In his defensive end, just shutting down gaps, the stick, breaking up plays, his poise and patience with the puck, his ability, his skating ability to jump up in the rush, which eventually led to the game-winning goal. But he had a couple other opportunities where he did it earlier in the game. But he had a chance there, and sometimes when games are close, it's 3-on-3, you can jump up. And Gustav Forsling can make that play, because if it doesn't materialize and something happens and it goes back the other way, he's so good at with his skating that he can get back and get in position. So he takes an extra look, hangs around the net for a beat, gets the rebound from Anton Lundell, and they're able to win the game 2-1. He's a player that's taken it to another level, Anton Lundell. Same thing can be said about him. Second game in this series, we're seeing him with a goal and an assist. You look at the playoff numbers this year for Lundell, he's been a key catalyst for this team. Kind of a meandering regular season, but another player on this Panther roster with it. You've mentioned it numerous times, Doug, with his playoff experience that he's been getting year after year at such a young age, paying dividends. Well, we're really starting to see it come to fruition in this edition of this Panther run, because he has been everything and more up front for as far as that secondary scoring, taking faceoffs, killing penalties, key moments. So those two players were it. And then for this Panther team, on any given night, it could be someone else. Verhaeghe, Tkachuk, Barkov, it doesn't matter. They've all been brilliant. The whole team has, and they deserve the series win. But Game 6 was about as exciting as it gets, and it never gets old when that final horn sounds and you're on the right side of the scoreboard.
And last night the Panthers were 2-1 was the final score. They get by the Boston Bruins in 6 games, and it's on to the Eastern Conference Final. I want to get back to talking, Billy, about Anton Lundell, who you brought up there. And Paul Maurice has mentioned this. Last night was Anton's 41st playoff game. He's still just 22. And we talked about it on last year's run. Last year he was 21, and he was getting stronger as the season went along. Sometimes with guys at that age, your concern is as you get deeper to the regular season, you get into the playoffs, maybe they start to wear down. But Anton last year was picking up steam going into the playoffs. This time around, he's putting together some great consistent performances in the playoffs. And another thing Paul Maurice said was, and maybe you can speak to this, having played the National Hockey League, having been to a Stanley Cup final, Paul Maurice has said that you can tell a young guy, you can tell a young guy about the playoffs, but they aren't really going to, until they feel it, it's hard to really make them understand what the playoffs are going to be like. Well, now Anton, he's gotten plenty of understanding on what the playoffs are like, and he's gotten it at a young age. And like I said, continues to pick up steam as we go along. That's a rare trait for a guy at his age.
That is a rare trait. And do not forget what you just said, 21, 22. That is such a young age. I look back at my career, it was about 23, 24 before it started to click. This is still a really young player getting all this playoff experience under his belt and starting to show. And I really don't care what you do during the regular season if it's okay and your team gets in the playoffs. But you can make a name for yourself by becoming a playoff player, becoming a hero, playing good at this time of year. So Anton Lundell, if you look back at the regular season, some might say it was kind of so-so by his standards. We expected more. But if you deliver now and you deliver the goods when it counts the most, that regular season's forgot about. And Anton Lundell's doing that at this point. He's raising his game, taking it, and the importance that he shows at the both ends of the rink, that gives Paul Maurice so much more flexibility and trust with his lineup. Doesn't matter. Lundell's caught out there. I need him for an important faceoff. I got other options I can go to. So he talked about his team being deeper this year. Well, it is deeper because of the offseason signings, but it's also deeper because of the maturity of players like Anton Lundell going through these type of experiences.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here on Panthers Insider on a Saturday morning, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. Panthers and the Boston Bruins wrapped up their series last night. Panthers took it in six games, a 2-1 victory, so the Panthers now getting set to take on the New York Rangers in an Eastern Conference final best-of-seven series. That'll begin on Wednesday at 8 o'clock at Madison Square Garden, so we'll get to that in a moment. But Sergei Bobrovsky, you can't overlook what he did last night either and throughout the series. And again, maybe the quantity of shots wasn't always there for Boston. That's a testament to the Panthers' overall team defense, but when called upon, the quality chances at times were there, especially in the second period last night. Sergei Bobrovsky showed a real ability that kind of shows just his veteran presence when he can go maybe minutes between scoring chances, but that alertness doesn't go away. He was magnificent again last night, holding the Bruins to just one on 23 shots.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Sergei Bobrovsky a lot in these playoffs and how important he is to this team. Just the shot volumes have been down at times, and there's been stretches where he hasn't seen a lot of traffic coming in his way. But you have to have a mental repetition going on in your mind, and you got to be able to replay stuff. And all of a sudden, it comes back, and that second period hadn't seen a lot of pucks at the end of the first period, and comes out, Boston gets four or five really good looks, and he's able to make the saves, keep it at a one goal deficit. If one of those goals goes in, Panthers probably don't end up coming back or have a much tougher time. And Lundell scores, momentum turns back into your favor, and that's all because of Sergei Bobrovsky. Mentally sharp, and he's been at it a long time. He's learned how to ride the ups and downs, the waves, and to have a veteran goaltender, it just installs belief in your group that when the time comes, our goaltender is going to make the save. And you can feel that on the bench when he makes a big save at a big time. And it also kind of serves as a rallying cry. Okay, we've been bad for the last 5-6 minutes. Sergei's bailed us out. Let's go. Let's get after it. So it's such an important position, and it's a guy where you need the utmost confidence, a guy that kind of has swagger and belief. And Sergei Bobrovsky, after last year's playoff, his swagger his first few years in Florida kind of ebbed and flowed in different directions. This year was his best regular season, that playoffs last year. So Sergei Bobrovsky's got it dialed back into that elite performance where he was a couple Vezina Trophy winner, two-time Vezina Trophy winner. And to have that, he's right where you need him to be to install exactly what you want from the goaltending position.
And like his team, he's been the goalie of record every game. He has won 8 of 11 games here on this playoff run. So Sergei Bobrovsky, the winner in net once again tonight. So Billy, turning the page, and we're going to have lots of time to take a look at what lies ahead here, but the Panthers now going on to take on the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final, and this is going to be a heavyweight tilt again Wednesday night and Friday night, games 1 and 2 at Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. That's what's up next. The Panthers and the New York Rangers, who closed out the Carolina Hurricanes in six games. I guess first thought, this New York Rangers team had a little bit of a scare from the Carolina Hurricanes after they got up 3-0, but they were able to take care of business. What challenges do the Rangers bring, and what do you expect atmosphere-wise when we get to MSG on Wednesday night?
Well, that building's loud to begin with. It's going to be roaring. Exactly what you expect from a raucous New York crowd. But this Panther team's able to shut out the noise, the problems they present. There's some more high-end talent, scoring-wise, and it's a little bit deeper than we've seen from everyone. The top-end talent in Tampa Bay was there, but when you got into the second and third, fourth lines, it got a little shallower.
And they defend better than Lightning.
And they defend better. And this Boston team, they have trouble scoring goals. They're really good defensively structured. They can win the close games with their goaltending. But now you add Shesterkin, who can make all the saves, and a team that has one of the best power plays going, best power play in the playoffs. They can light you up in a second if you take too many penalties, so they're going to have to be disciplined. They can move the puck east to west. They can scare you off the rush. And they're the one team in the NHL that does play a 1-3-1. Peter Laviolette, the neutral zone trap. It's a 1-3-1 defensive system that tries to muddy up the waters. So pretty good, complete defensive team with some physicality. It's going to be the toughest test that they've faced yet, and that's what you're going to have to raise your game. You've gotten here to this point, but you're going to have to raise it to another level. The good news for the Panthers is, compared to last year, majority of the team, there's some ice bags going around, but pretty healthy. They were starting to get banged up last year at this time as we headed in to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Rangers, they're going to be full tilt. They look like they're mostly intact with their roster.
Just an Eastern Conference best on best.
Yeah, Eastern Conference best on best. So it just doesn't get easier, but you're gonna have to, where this level that you're at, that you found here against Boston, you do have to take it a notch higher to win against a better team. So where you're at, you even have to even get better throughout the playoffs. And if you keep doing that, then you keep winning rounds.
Well, it sounds cliche, Billy, but going into the Eastern Conference Final, you mentioned the health of both teams, but for this Panthers team specifically, we saw Cousins, Lomberg back into the lineup for last night's game, and this Panthers team right now deeper than the version of the Panthers that we saw a year ago that got to the Stanley Cup Final. Looking at that depth, how much of a positive has that been for this team? I know they're healthy right now, but Paul Maurice has a lot of luxuries there to be able to, you know, move guys in and out if he needs to. He's got a quote-unquote fifth line that could be playing regularly for most other teams in the National Hockey League.
And that's the flexibility with the fourth line. You get into a heavy series and the fourth line's playing and they've been playing well, but they get into a game where they don't have it all of a sudden. They look like they maybe don't have some juice. Let's roll out Cousins and Lomberg, who are fresh and roaring, and they're going to get after it with all their might. I love that from your fourth line, that you have different options down there. We know what we have in the top three, but to have the interchange with the fourth line and bring different tempo, energy, Opozo, a big body, Lorenz, a big body, and you can kind of switch around with Lomberg, who plays with his hair on fire. Cousins has played well every time that he's been in there, and he's got the flexibility to play in a top nine role if you have some injuries. So when you have those kinds of options as a coach, you look down at your bench and you're like, okay, I can switch things up. I can mix things up if I need to. Matchup-wise, it affords you to go matchup-wise, toe-to-toe with everything that you want.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here on Panthers Insider, kind enough to stop by a day after his birthday. So happy birthday yesterday, yeah. Billy, and thanks for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. A little bit of a chance to rest up here before the Eastern Conference Final kicks off on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's always nice to take a break back in sunny South Florida. Maybe dip your toes in the pool and maybe put your butt in the sand for a couple of days and enjoy it, and then move on and let's get ready for the New York Rangers.
And that's what's coming up on Wednesday night, game one of the Eastern Conference Final for Madison Square Garden in New York City. Remember, it's Wednesday night at 8 for game one, Friday night at 8 for game two, and then the series will shift back to South Florida after that as the Panthers will play the Rangers on Sunday the 26th. A little bit of a quicker turnaround there. They've got the 8 o'clock Friday game and then the 3 o'clock Sunday game on the 26th. That 3 o'clock Sunday, the 26th matchup at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And then it's game 4 in Sunrise, 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the 28th. That's how the first four games of the Eastern Conference Final. Panthers and the Rangers, that's how that lines up. Series kicks off again on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock at MSG. Remember, you want to get all the best Panthers gear as we get geared up for the Eastern Conference Final. FLATeamshop.com is your place to go. You can also go to Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial. That's open 7 days a week and has an outstanding selection. You want to check that out. So again, make sure you have all the best Panthers gear as the Eastern Conference Final approaches. More to come here on Panthers Insider. Again, the Panthers moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the second time in as many years. It was a 2-1 win over the Bruins to clinch the second round series last night in six games, and it's off to the Eastern Conference Final starting Wednesday at 8 o'clock against the New York Rangers. Thanks again to Billy Lindsay for stopping by. We've got more of Panthers Insider coming up on the other side of the break. Doug Plagans with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Lots more to come straight ahead on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday, as always. And it's a festive one because the Panthers, well, they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the second consecutive year. The Panthers will be playing the New York Rangers this time around. The series will kick off on Wednesday at Madison Square Garden. Going to be an 8 o'clock face-off on Wednesday night. Game 2 will be Friday night at 8, and then the series will shift back to sunrise for Game 3 a week from tomorrow. Again, you can find all the information, the schedule, it's all at floridapanthers.com, at FLA Panthers on the platform formerly known as Twitter. All the appropriate channels, you can get all the information, you can catch all the action every step of the way across the Panthers radio network, and you want to make sure you get the best gear so you can dress just like our guest who's joining us now in just a moment. FLATeamshop.com is the place to go to get all the latest Panthers merchandise, and you can go to the beautiful new store at the beautiful new facility. Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial has a great selection of all things Panthers. So again, go check that out. Get the best Panthers gear, the latest Panthers gear, with the Eastern Conference Final upon us. From FloridaPanthers.com, from the Territory Talk podcast, from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast, and lately he's been quite the insider here on the Panthers Insider Show, Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by. And well, Jameson, no shortage of great things to talk about here. The Panthers, after a hard-fought series, they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Final once again. But before we get into breaking down last night's Game 6 win against Boston, the upcoming series against the Rangers, something you and I have really hit home on the Territory Talk podcast for everybody is to just soak all this in. Enjoy this team. Enjoy the entertainment they provided us and will continue to provide us, because I know you and I enjoy watching this team every single night. But right now, the Panthers have been around for 30 years. This is the first time they've gone to the Eastern Conference Final back-to-back seasons. We're in a special time for any franchise. Any franchise would love to go to their conference final back-to-back years. The Panthers are doing that.
Yeah, 100%. And not even just when you look at it that way, when you even take a bigger step back and just say they've made it three times in 30 years, and then you point out two of those three have come in the last 2 years, you have to realize you're living in the best era of Panthers history right now. So enjoy it. And it could just be the beginning with all the players they have and the good contracts they have. So, and just Bill Zito at the helm and all the moves he continues to make and already has made. So really exciting times. And just another reason to be grateful is now we're at the point of the playoffs where you can point to so many good teams that aren't playing anymore. I mean, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes just got bounced by the New York Rangers. You look out west.
Vegas is out.
Vegas is already out. You look out west at some other great teams that are already out. Winnipeg, I thought, was going to have a much better run than they did. So the list goes on and on and on. But for the Panthers, to be back where they are, it's so different from last year. Last year, every round felt like house money. Every round felt like, oh, wow, we won again. Let's keep going. Where this year, you know, you go into Boston, you win in six games, and it feels like such more of a team on a mission, a team that kind of knows what the end is, knows how to get there. Paul Maurice, I asked him after the game just about the differences, and he pointed out, obviously, better personnel. No offense to the guys that got it done last year, but on paper, this is a stronger team than last year's team. We've seen that, especially in the penalty kill with the improvements they made there. But this is a team on a mission, Doug, and a team that really does deserve to keep on going.
Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider, and again, breaking down the upcoming Eastern Conference Final against the New York Rangers, which kicks off on Wednesday, and breaking down last night's Game 6 victory. Panthers punching a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight year. And Jameson, Billy Lindsay and I talked about it a little bit last segment, but on last night's post-game show as well. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's kind of when stars are born. It's one of the places where stars are born. And I think when a lot of people look back to this Panthers-Bruins series, first thing you might think about is the fact that you had some lopsided scores early, you had some tight games late, and then you might think about the clincher, and you think about that Game 6 win. People down the road might say, that was the Gus Forsling game, right? That was the Gus Forsling game. I think could and there were a lot of great performances in that game, and we'll talk about Anton Lundell too. But Gus Forsling, national stage, eventual game winner late, all the defensive plays that you'd expect to get out of Gus Forsling all night long. Was that kind of the, do you think that was the big national stage, big time showing that we see it all the time, but I think a lot of people took notice last night?
Yeah, it's criminal to say, but I think a lot of people found out who Gus Forsling was after Game 6. They should have known before, but if they didn't, they know now. That highlight's going to be all over TV for quite a while until we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So a lot of people can have an opportunity to see who scored the goal, then say, who the heck's that guy? Then look up his numbers, especially his plus-minus, and say, oh, wow, this guy's really good. And then look at his contract on Cap Friendly and say, gosh darn it, how do the Panthers have this guy at that money for 8 years after this year? So once again, shout out to Bill Zito for getting done there, and Gustav for just committing to the Panthers, a team that, you know, plucked him off the waiver wire, and he's been just rock solid ever since. You know, he was started out on the bottom pairing with Radko Gudas back in the day. Now he's on that top pairing with Aaron Ekblad, just shutting down guys. You know, he absolutely made Nikita Kucherov's life miserable in round one against the Lightning. He did the same to David Pastrnak here in round two against the Bruins. And, you know, Paul Maurice talked about it post-game after game six. And, you know, the Norris Trophy typically goes to the defenseman that has a ton of points and also plays pretty good defense.
That's what it's turned into.
It's what it's turned into. You know, if you put Gustav Forsling on the top power play, you know, he'd find a way to get enough points to be a finalist or maybe a winner, because everything else he does, his gap control, his block shots, you know, the way he moves the puck out of the zone, the way he carries the puck up the ice, the zone entries, scoring the clutch goals when he needs to, things like that. Because it wasn't his first goal of these playoffs either. He had another big one earlier in the series as well. But if you just found a way to give maybe 30 more points, he'd probably maybe win the Norris because he does everything else so well. But if you're just looking for an elite top pair shutdown defenseman that can move the puck, honestly, the ideal defenseman in today's NHL is Gustav Forsling. He is that guy right now. Maybe 20 years ago he wouldn't work in the NHL, but right now he is built for what the NHL is, and he excels at what he does. So a great coming out party for Gustav, and you just love the humbleness after that goal in that game where he says, you know, I'm not usually the guy that scores the game winner, I'll stick to defense.
And there was one guy who did factor into both Panthers' goals last night, and it was Anton Lundell scoring the first one, assisting on the game winner. And Billy and I talked about it last segment too, but he's 22 years old, not going to be 23 until right before next season starts, early October. So 22 years old, he's played 41 career playoff games. Paul Maurice has talked about the fact that, you know, you can only tell a young guy about the playoffs so much, but you got to get there, get that experience. Well, Anton's done that, and he's gotten stronger as the season's gone on. He's gotten stronger deeper into playoff runs, which is a great trait to see out of a young guy. Can you describe what you've seen out of him here on this playoff run as he just continues to build his game? And it's easy to forget how young Anton still is.
Yeah, so easy to forget. And like I said on After 40 during Game 6, he's just catching the Panthers at the perfect time. He joined this team on the rise, and he's a part of that rise. But because of that, he already has so much experience, already has a trip to the final under his belt, you know, already been in all the big games, been in all the big moments, played against all the tough matchups. But for me, what's so impressive is you look at Game 6, you know, he didn't start in that second-line center spot. You know, Sam Bennett was still there, but with his injury, he's not taking faceoffs. They had Carter Verhaeghe taking a lot of the faceoffs. He's not a natural center. He's not supposed to be doing that. So they were getting killed a little bit in the faceoff.
He's handled it pretty well.
He's handled it pretty well, but in that game, you know, once again, stick up to Carter. He's stepping up. But in that game, you know, they thought, you know, we got to find a way to get a natural center on that line. So about halfway through, they flip it. Anton Lundell goes back to that second line in between Verhaeghe and Tkachuk. Does a great job, gets it done, gets the game-tying goal there. And he even said the team was just looking for a spark. The team needed something. And he didn't look around and say, well, somebody else here is going to better do that. No, he said, I'm going to be the guy that does that. So just a huge goal, you know, two goals in the last three games, multiple points in two of three games to end that series. Just a real, 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 real primetime player, just given his age. And also just the responsibility. Like I said, he's a defense-first guy. His face-off numbers, really good this season, all career highs. So he's a player where we still don't know what he's going to be. He can be a lot of things, but we know that he at least is going to be a great two-way player throughout his career. It's just how high is the ceiling? We don't know. He gets a little bit better every year. Eventually, he's going to hit that ceiling, but Dougie has not hit that ceiling yet.
Selke-level defensive ability down the road, I think it's safe to say that his hockey IQ and defensive skills are that good, and there's a lot of offense there. And like I said, easy to forget that he's still just 22 years of age, talking about Anton Lundell, the Panthers, who are Eastern Conference final bound for the second consecutive season. Doug Plagans joined by Jameson Olive here on Panthers Insider. any other pivotal moments that you saw as the really standout game-changing type of events that took place in last night's Game 6? We've mentioned the goals, but I think there was a flurry there in the second period where the Bruins did have some good scoring chances. There were a lot of, even though the quantity of shots weren't there, the high danger chances were there for Boston throughout the first and second periods especially, and Sergei Bobrovsky slammed the door when he had to.
Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday, as always. And it's a festive one because the Panthers, well, they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Final for the second consecutive year. The Panthers will be playing the New York Rangers this time around. The series will kick off on Wednesday at Madison Square Garden. Going to be an 8 o'clock face-off on Wednesday night. Game 2 will be Friday night at 8, and then the series will shift back to Sunrise for Game 3 a week from tomorrow. Again, you can find all the information, the schedule, it's all at floridapanthers.com, at FLA Panthers on the platform formerly known as Twitter. All the appropriate channels, you can get all the information, you can catch all the action every step of the way across the Panthers radio network, and you want to make sure you get the best gear so you can dress just like our guest who's joining us now in just a moment. FLATeamshop.com is the place to go to get all the latest Panthers merchandise, and you can go to the beautiful new store at the beautiful new facility. Pantherland at the FTL War Memorial has a great selection of all things Panthers. So again, go check that out. Get the best Panthers gear, the latest Panthers gear, with the Eastern Conference Final upon us. From FloridaPanthers.com, from the Territory Talk podcast, from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast, and lately he's been quite the insider here on the Panthers Insider Show, Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by. And well, Jameson, no shortage of great things to talk about here. The Panthers, after a hard-fought series, they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Final once again. But before we get into breaking down last night's Game 6 win against Boston, the upcoming series against the Rangers, something you and I have really hit home on the Territory Talk podcast for everybody is to just soak all this in. Enjoy this team. Enjoy the entertainment they've provided us and will continue to provide us, because I know you and I enjoy watching this team every single night. But right now, the Panthers have been around for 30 years. This is the first time they've gone to the Eastern Conference Final back-to-back seasons. We're in a special time for any franchise. Any franchise would love to go to their conference final back-to-back years. The Panthers are doing that.
Yeah, 100%. And not even just when you look at it that way, when you even take a bigger step back and just say they've made it three times in 30 years, and then you point out two of those three have come in the last 2 years, you have to realize you're living in the best era of Panthers history right now. So enjoy it. And it could just be beginning with all the players they have and the good contracts they have. So, and just Bill Zito at the helm and all the moves he continues to make and already has made. So really exciting times. And just another reason to be grateful is now we're at the point of the playoffs where you can point to so many good teams that aren't playing anymore. I mean, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes just got bounced by the New York Rangers. You look out west.
Vegas is out.
Vegas is already out. You look out west at some other great teams that are already out. Winnipeg, I thought, was going to have a much better run than they did. So the list goes on and on and on. But for the Panthers, to be back where they are, it's so different from last year. Last year, every round felt like house money. Every round felt like, oh, wow, we won again. Let's keep going. Where this year, you know, you go into Boston, you win in six games, and it feels like such more of a team on a mission, a team that kind of knows what the end is, knows how to get there. Paul Maurice, I asked him after the game just about the differences, and he pointed out, obviously, better personnel. No offense to the guys that got it done last year, but on paper, this is a stronger team than last year's team. We've seen that, especially in the penalty kill with the improvements they made there. But this is a team on a mission, Doug, and a team that really does deserve to keep on going.
Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider, and again, breaking down the upcoming Eastern Conference Final against the New York Rangers, which kicks off on Wednesday, and breaking down last night's Game 6 victory. Panthers punching a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight year. And Jameson, Billy Lindsay and I talked about it a little bit last segment, but on last night's post-game show as well. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's kind of when stars are born. It's one of the places where stars are born. And I think when a lot of people look back to this Panthers-Bruins series, first thing you might think about is the fact that you had some lopsided scores early, you had some tight games late, and then you might think about the clincher, and you think about that Game 6 win. People down the road might say, that was That was the Gus Forsling game, right? That was the Gus Forsling game. I think could and there were a lot of great performances in that game, and we'll talk about Anton Lundell too. But Gus Forsling, national stage, eventual game winner late, all the defensive plays that you'd expect to get out of Gus Forsling all night long. Was that kind of the, do you think that was the big national stage, big time showing that we see it all the time, but I think a lot of people took notice last night.
Yeah, it's criminal to say, but I think a lot of people found out who Gus Forsling was after Game 6. They should have known before, but if they didn't, they know now. That highlight's going to be all over TV for quite a while until we get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So a lot of people can have an opportunity to see who scored the goal, then say, who the heck's that guy? Then look up his numbers, especially his plus-minus, and say, oh, wow, this guy's really good. And then look at his contract on Cap Friendly and say, gosh darn it, how do the Panthers have this guy at that money for 8 years after this year? So once again, shout out to Bill Zito for getting done there, and Gustav for just committing to the Panthers, a team that, you know, plucked him off the waiver wire, and he's been just rock solid ever since. You know, he was started out on the bottom pairing with Radko Gudas back in the day. Now he's on that top pairing with Aaron Ekblad, just shutting down guys. You know, he absolutely made Nikita Kucherov's life miserable in round one against the Lightning. He did the same to David Pastrnak here in round two against the Bruins. And, you know, Paul Maurice talked about it post-game after game six. And, you know, the Norris Trophy typically goes to the defenseman that has a ton of points and also plays pretty good defense.
That's what it's turned into.
It's what it's turned into. You know, if you put Gustav Forsling on the top power play, you know, he'd find a way to get enough points to be a finalist or maybe a winner, because everything else he does, his gap control, his block shots, you know, the way he moves the puck out of the zone, the way he carries the puck up the ice, the zone entries, scoring the clutch goals when he needs to, things like that. Because it wasn't his first goal of these playoffs either. He had another big one earlier in the series as well. But if you just found a way to give maybe 30 more points, he'd probably maybe win the Norris because he does everything else so well. But if you're just looking for an elite top pair shutdown defenseman that can move the puck, honestly, the ideal defenseman in today's NHL is Gustav Forsling. He is that guy right now. Maybe 20 years ago he wouldn't work in the NHL, but right now he is built for what the NHL is, and he excels at what he does. So a great coming out party for Gustav, and you just love the humbleness after that goal in that game where he says, you know, I'm not usually the guy that scores the game winner, I'll stick to defense.
And there was one guy who did factor into both Panthers' goals last night, and it was Anton Lundell scoring the first one, assisting on the game winner. And Billy and I talked about it last segment too, but he's 22 years old, not going to be 23 until right before next season starts, early October. So 22 years old, he's played 41 career playoff games. Paul Maurice has talked about the fact that, you know, you can only tell a young guy about the playoffs so much, but you got to get there, get that experience. Well, Anton's done that, and he's gotten stronger as the season's gone on. He's gotten stronger deeper into playoff runs, which is a great trait to see out of a young guy. Can you describe what you've seen out of him here on this playoff run as he just continues to build his game? And it's easy to forget how young Anton still is.
Yeah, so easy to forget. And like I said on After 40 during Game 6, he's just catching the Panthers at the perfect time. He joined this team on the rise, and he's a part of that rise. But because of that, he already has so much experience, already has a trip to the final under his belt, you know, already been in all the big games, been in all the big moments, played against all the tough matchups. But for me, what's so impressive is you look at Game 6, you know, he didn't start in that second-line center spot. You know, Sam Bennett was still there, but with his injury, he's not taking faceoffs. They had Carter Verhaeghe take a lot of the faceoffs. He's not a natural center. He's not supposed to be doing that. So they were getting killed a little bit in the faceoff.
He's handled it pretty well.
He's handled it pretty well. But in that game, you know, once again, stick up to Carter. He's stepping up. But in that game, you know, they thought, you know, we got to find a way to get a natural center on that line. So about halfway through, they flip it. Anton Lundell goes back to that second line in between Verhaeghe and Tkachuk. Does a great job, gets it done, gets the game-tying goal there. And he even said the team was just looking for a spark. The team needed something. And he didn't look around and say, well, somebody else here is going to better do that. No, he said, I'm going to be the guy that does that. So just a huge goal, you know, two goals in the last three games, multiple points in two of three games to end that series. Just a real, 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 real primetime player, just given his age. And also just the responsibility. Like I said, he's a defense-first guy. His face-off numbers, really good this season, all career highs. So he's a player where we still don't know what he's going to be. He can be a lot of things, but we know that he at least is going to be a great two-way player throughout his career. It's just how high is the ceiling? We don't know. He gets a little bit better every year. eventually he's going to hit that ceiling, but Dougie has not hit that ceiling yet.
Selke-level defensive ability down the road, I think it's safe to say that his hockey IQ and defensive skills are that good, and there's a lot of offense there. And like I said, easy to forget that he's still just 22 years of age, talking about Anton Lundell. The Panthers, who are Eastern Conference final bound for the second consecutive season. Doug Plagans joined by Jameson Olive here on Panthers Insider. Any other pivotal moments that you saw as the really standout, game-changing type of events that took place in last night's Game 6? We've mentioned the goals, but I think there was a flurry there in the second period where the Bruins did have some good scoring chances. There were a lot of, even though the quantity of shots weren't there, the high-danger chances were there for Boston throughout the first and second periods especially, and Sergei Bobrovsky slammed the door when he had to. He was outstanding, even though he had some more intermittent lulls without much traffic coming his way. Still made the big saves when he had to, and I thought keeping the game 1-1 as long as he did, that was something that was really going to play in the Panthers' favor. You could see there was a tension building there at TD Garden. You had the shot block from Barkov late in the game, but game-changing, pivotal moments and moments. Anything else you saw that really stood out for you in the Game 6 win?
Starting with Bob, you know, that one goal he gave up, uncontested breakaway, that's going to happen. But after that, everything else just completely locked it down, made so many huge saves. I look back to the breakaway stop on Pastrnak early in the second period. I look to that shot on Brazeau, that uncontested shot right in the slot, dead center. Bob gets his arm on it, keeps it out. There were so many moments where the Bruins could have gone up by an extra goal. And in the series, like we saw in game, you know, 5, like an extra goal goes a long way. It becomes a mountain against those guys. They can shut it down. When Swayman's also in the zone, when they can play Bruins hockey, they can make a 2-goal lead look insurmountable. So for the Panthers to keep it at 1 goal for so long, thanks to Sergei Bobrovsky, that was huge. That kept the door open the rest of the night for them to eventually get that go-ahead goal. That was huge. Bob was huge. He had a great series. The numbers don't reflect how good he was in the series because he didn't face a ton of shots, but he faced a ton of really tough shots, and he made a lot of really big saves. So for Bob to have a game like that heading into the ECF, that's huge for confidence. But for me, it's the Barkov's block. That was the game. That was a wide-open net for David Pastrnak. He scores that shot 99% of the time, but Barkey gets his body in the way, makes the block. Panthers soon after, Forsling gets the game-winning goal. There was no way that puck wasn't going in. It's not like Barkey got a piece and you think, well, maybe he would have gone wide. No, that was going directly into an open net. Barkey was there, got in the way of it, body on the line. It just shows you how much Barkey wants it and just what a captain he is. And, you know, he had a ton of big moments in the series. He had a lot of big goals, a lot of points. But that was the moment for me. That's the Barkey moment there. That's why he's probably winning a second Selke trophy. It's why he's the captain of this team. And it's why this year's team is just maybe a little bit different. It's the experience. It's the willingness. That moment, that's a highlight I'm going to watch for a lot of years.
Yeah, some big moments out of a big-time game last night. Panthers Game 6 winners 2-1 over the Boston Bruins to punch a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final for the second straight year. Jameson Olive here with us. Panthers showing their depth and using their depth throughout the series as well. So, again, now they've got a chance to rest up a little bit, getting ready for a series that's going to start on Wednesday. And we're going to have a lot of time to talk about this. And again, keep checking FloridaPanthers.com, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. Jameson, hope I'm not jumping the gun here, but I think safe to say we're going to have a new episode of Territory Talk coming in the coming days leading up to the Eastern Conference Final. So we'll dig in a little bit more to the series and talk about some matchups and just break down some certain things. But Jameson, looking ahead, quick little rundown. First thing that comes to mind is you have the Panthers and the Rangers, Eastern Conference heavyweights set to meet at the world's most famous arena, where a lot of great heavyweight title fights have taken place. And this Eastern Conference heavyweight matchup is going to take place starting on Wednesday evening at Madison Square Garden. Your excitement level going into this one, and as you go into a series where both teams have the goaltending, both teams defend, both teams have elite top-end players. You've got two great head coaches going head-to-head. Two teams that look like, knock on wood, and as far as we know, both look pretty healthy going into the matchup. So you're getting kind of an Eastern Conference best-on-best. What excites you the most here, and what stands out when you look at what might be some of the big themes in this matchup as we get ready for it?
You know, there was a lot of anger in that Panthers-Bruins series. But I don't think it's going to be more physical than the Rangers series. But I think the Rangers series will actually be more physical. I think there's more physical players that series. There's not the same hate. There's not the same, you know, deep-rooted things going back to last season. You know, obviously, the Panthers and Rangers had some great regular season matchups. I really like how the Panthers matched up. There wasn't the same feeling that Panthers-Bruins had. That's a real rivalry. Panthers-Rangers is not a rivalry. Maybe depending on how this series goes, it could become that. But for the most part, both teams have a lot of heavy hitters, a lot of physicalness. But for me, it's going to come down to special teams, Doug, which I really don't think was a huge factor with the Panthers and Bruins. You know, both teams' PKs were lights out for the most part. Panthers had that 1-4 power play goal game, which kind of skewed the numbers a bit. But when I look at this series, I look at the Rangers' power play, and I say that's their weapon. That's how they can beat the Panthers.
It's kind of like the Lightning. You want to keep them off the power play as much as you can.
At 5-on-5, I'll take the Panthers any day of the week in this series. And the Panthers' power play, we'll see how it matches up against the Rangers' PK. Obviously, Bruins' PK heading into the playoffs, best you could ever face, and they were really good in that series. It'll be a little bit different against the Rangers, but maybe they'll learn something from what the Bruins did. But for the most part, it's easy to say it could come down to special teams and goaltending, but Doug, it's the playoffs. It's going to come down to special teams and goaltending, as it always does. So I can't look at either team and give either team an advantage right now, honestly. I think it's a dead even series. I think for the Panthers, now the one interesting thing is the script flips. They don't have home ice advantage anymore. They're starting on the road. But you know what, Doug? They crushed it last year starting on the road. They loved that. They loved going to opposing buildings, as we saw once again here in Boston. They love playing games at TD Garden, won all the games here at TD Garden. So for the Panthers, I think just find a way to split those first two games, bring the series home back 1-1, and then I think it sets up really nicely for them after that.
Yeah, that second round series against the Bruins, the road team 5-1 in the six games played during that series. He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. Jameson, thanks as always for stopping by.
Anytime, Doug.
Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. Panthers and the Rangers get things going on Wednesday night, and you figure it's going to be an Eastern Conference final. Jameson mentioned it, special teams, goaltending. Of course, every playoff series comes down to whose elite can be the better elite. And we know that both teams are loaded with elite skill. And on top of that, the X factor of health mixed in. And both teams look like they're, knock on wood, rolling along pretty good health-wise going into the Eastern Conference Final. Again, lots more previewing of the Eastern Conference Final at FloridaPanthers.com. So don't miss any of the action there as we get closer and closer to Wednesday's Game 1 in New York City. That's going to be it for us on this edition of the Territory Talk podcast. Thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment. Thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by this segment. Again, Eastern Conference Final Game 1 Wednesday, 8 Eastern across the Panthers Radio Network. You can join us every step of the way across the Panthers Radio Network as the Panthers get deeper into the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers are moving on. Last night it was a Game 6 win over Boston. They punched a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final for the second time in as many years. Eastern Conference Final begins on Wednesday. Again, big thanks to our guests. Thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.